Now, the good one, the Mason. For 4 years now, I've been talking to Jack Schick that the Masons were initiated just like witchcraft people. And I guess it never really sunk through to his head that it was, so I got the blackboard out the other day, and I drew him and told him word for word, step for step, the initiation into witchcraft at the first level, when you join the coven for the first time. Okay? He's going, well, that's what the Masons do. That's what I've been trying to tell you. The vow of secrecy, I had Masons deny that there was a knife pointed at them when they were led by the summoner to the challenger at the circle to be initiated. But the knife is there, just as it is in witchcraft. They are blindfolded, they are bound, just like in witchcraft. They are led by the summoner to the challenger to a circle with a star, 5 points in it. With the altar, they're led through the gate at the same point, and exit the circle at the other point, and it's called, and they're being reborn. The only 3 points that are different is, we receive a new name through sprinkle baptism, a completely new name when we're initiated in the witchcraft. We drop our robe so that we're new when we walk in the circle and we'll re-robe because we're born again in the circle. That's been changed now because of the modernists, and they robe the whole time, just like the Masons. The other is our wrist is cut, but they're doing away with that in witchcraft now. So the only difference between it now and the Masons is a sprinkle baptism and given a new name. The initiation, word for word, from the time you walk up to the circle to the time you leave, action for action, is the same as that I took, my wife took, or anybody else took when he first joined witchcraft. It's what a Mason does when he joins. Now you tell me that the Masons are Christians. The Masons were formed as a Kabbalistic organization going undercover to protect themselves from persecution of witchcraft when witches were being persecuted. And that's how they were formed, and that's their right. Aleister Crowley, which some of you may know about, some of you may not, left the Golden Dawn, which is the private coven of the Rothschilds, and formed his own group. He didn't drop all the Illuminati, but he almost got himself killed because he published 2 books called The Order of the Golden Dawn. They didn't mind any of it, except he drew the temples of the Rothschild personal coven. He drew all the banners on the wall where the altar was set up, but the people were caught everything. And it just so happened there was a book out on Mormonism at the same time that had Masonism that had the very same picture in of a Mason temple. That's my statement on Masonry. Yes. Almost all of them are finance, silver mind control, alpha mind control, a lot of the different leagues, the literary groups that are involved in it. Besides, meditation will lead you, if you go on into particularly yoga, to transcendental meditation or projection and other things. The problem with the meditation groups is they give you half-truths in the beginning, just like in witchcraft. And then as you go deeper and deeper, all of a sudden there's things they told you they didn't do in the beginning that they're now teaching you, if you stay with it far enough. And I personally believe that one of the best ways to fill yourself up with demons is to go into meditation groups. Okay, we're running late. I'm going to turn.
All right, we'll have Johnny Todd back again, the Lord willing, in about 3 months. We want you to pray for him on his Eastern tour. At this time, we're going to have the ushers come forward and receive a special love offering for Brother Johnny Todd.